Welcome to Heathen on the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. My name is Merlin.
And I'm Shay. And we are talking today about one of the most recent shocking murders I have read about.
It's a brutal one.
Freaky Friday today is definitely about to get freaky. And I have probably researched hundreds, if not thousands, of murder cases.
Yeah.
But this has to be one of the ones that takes the cake for me as the most disturbing I have ever heard.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
So today, let's just jump right into it. You know, it's Freaky Friday. I've been wanting to talk about a murder for a while, and I know that murders are not necessarily Merlin's biggest topic, but it's definitely one of mine. And so I'm hoping that you all really enjoy what I have planned for you today, because I can tell you, this has to be the tip top of one of the craziest murder cases. Yeah. And it involves a woman. Her name is Taylor Shabusiness. And I know what you're thinking. Stupid. That last name is so dumb.
Stupid.
Well, Miss Taylor had her last name changed in the early 2000s.
Let's set up the scenery. This takes place in Wisconsin.
Well, I don't want to jump too far in, but yes, this does take place in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so in Wisconsin, Taylor, I believe, has lived there probably most of her life. I haven't found too much background information on her, but I did read that in the early 2000s, she changed her last name to Shabusiness. And I'm not sure exactly why, but there was some information that pointed to she may have been married to someone, but she also had a person as well she was affiliated with who had the last name Shabusiness. So I'm not sure if that was the reason or if it was just like a funny joke these two people were playing, but either way, that is legally her last name. So she has been, from what I read, in and out of the system.
Yeah. You said she had been arrested and charged several times with, like, multiple offenses.
So. Yeah. Yeah. She has a very, very extensive background record.
Do you know if any of them were violent offenses, or is it just
From what I could read, most of them were petty crimes. One of them was, like, an assault, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
From what I could read. But I want everybody to look into it. You know, I don't want to go all into her business on this podcast, other than this one particular case that is very much in the eye of the public right now and very controversial. So, you know, the big question was, who was her victim? And we are sadly going to be talking about Shad Therrien.
Shad Therrien.
Unfortunately, this poor man,
the poor dope,
did have a very long, extensive record with drugs.
Yeah.
He did have, you know, a rough go at it at the time, and he was feeling a little suicidal and having some mental health issues at the time. So I can only imagine that this situation probably didn't help him out.
Yeah.
You know, he probably was already down in the dumps, and then here he is with someone he probably thought he could trust.
Yeah.
And now he's lost his life.
Yeah.
But poor Shad, also, you know, in Wisconsin, lived with his mother.
Yep.
And, you know, he was, I don't believe he was working at the time that I read. I didn't see that he had, like, a job or anything, but maybe he was, you know. It's hard to get a lot of information, especially when these cases are brand new.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, from what we could tell, he obviously was pretty close to his family. I mean, he lived with his mom, and I'm sure he probably had hobbies, you know, and things he liked to do.
He was a normal guy.
Right, a normal guy like everyone else. And from what I could read, you know, Taylor had somebody that she may or may not have been married to or involved with.
Yeah, there's a lot of unclear stuff about her, probably just because the case is still very open.
And, right, yeah. Right. And it's still hard to get a lot of accurate information. So that's why I'm saying a lot of, like, all of this is in speculation and what I could read and research. So I do not know any of this definitively. But
What were some events that led up to the murder? Like, how did old stupid last name Taylor and Shad Therian become acquainted with each other? Is there any information on that, or was it just like a random hookup, or
I mean, from
just a couple of crazy adults wanting to get their meat wet? Like, what was going
on? Right. I'm not sure. I think from what, like I said, a lot of the information that I read had a lot to do with, I believe that they were just acquainted.
Yeah.
They knew each other probably because they both were involved in drugs.
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, a lot of times in those situations, you find someone that you have a similar interest in. And if you both want to do the same thing, you're going to both, you know, do it and get it.
You like crack? I like crack. Let's fuck.
Right. Like, it's going to be a mutual interest. So maybe that could have been a big driver. But from a lot of research that I read, I mean, she definitely said that she used meth. She used drugs. And people, you know, do drugs all the time. It's, not necessarily the, I don't think
and I
anything
hate,
to do with this.
I hate to be insensitive and kind of brutal, but like she is a very attractive young woman. So,
right.
I could see it being, old Shad probably got swooned pretty easily, 'cause she is a very, very pretty succubus.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, yeah, she is really attractive, very beautiful.
That's one thing you see a lot on, like, the social media stories, mm-hmm. is, like, these sleazy dudes, like, talking about how hot she is, man. Like, saying just the most terrible shit, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're not wrong.
No, it's weird. I mean, I know, it's just... Yeah. It sucks, yes, she is beautiful, but... For whatever reason, you know, that could have been definitely one of the main causes. I think that from what I heard, they definitely were having sex. They were definitely doing drugs.
Yeah.
And that was probably where those two things kind of connected. I don't know where they met per se, but I'm going to assume that the drugs were probably where they hooked up.
They probably knew each other's drug deal.
Right. You never know. Dealer. You never know.
Let's talk about... Maybe the day of the murder. What happened?
So
to poor little Shad.
Right. So from what I could gather on the information, she said that on the day of the murder, it was like a normal day. They were like hanging out. She had like came over to his place, picked him up in her van.
Yeah.
I guess. And they went off, you know, got like some drugs, food, whatever, like they were going to do, blah, blah, blah. Then they took it back down to his room in the house.
Uh-huh.
They were there pretty much like from that point all the way until you never saw Shad again.
Mm-hmm.
So they went down into the basement. They were, I guess, having... their relations,
uh-huh.
and decided that, like, okay, they wanted to eat their food and uh-huh. do their thing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure, like, somewhere in the mix of all of that is where this took place. This whole horrific scene took place.
Yeah.
So that day sounds like it was just a normal day for them. They didn't sound like they were doing anything fun or crazy. They were just
doing drugs.
Planning to basically have, like, a hangout in the basement with food and drugs.
Which in all honesty sounds like a pretty good time.
Right. Except the drugs. I love like a good hangout and chill. Like movies, food. You know, movies and snacks. I'm there all day.
It doesn't have to be the level of drugs that they were going for, but
no, yeah, for sure, we're not doing drugs when we do not condone it, okay? The only drugs I like to do are Mary Jane, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna keep it at that.
Yeah.
But I believe that, you know, and I don't shame anyone for their path in life. I just don't want it near me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I personally think that, you know, whatever they decided they were gonna do that day was definitely leading into fun, but not what this was. And so, yeah.
So when did shit escalate?
Okay. So pretty much, like I said, that day, like the everything kind of escalated from, it was just, you know, a good time with food and drugs, to, it was a sexy time,
uh-huh.
I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
And so here's where things kind of took a turn. From the information, they were having some sexual relations.
Yeah.
And he was, I guess, you know, like getting frisky. I'm assuming he always wears like a necklace or something like this, very nice, very thick chain. She said in her information that she quoted that they liked to do that kind of play all the time, with choking and kind of being like very rough and that kind of thing, which is not unusual. You know, a lot of us do like kinky play in the bedroom. And so that's not the weirdest part. I'm assuming that that was just a normal part of their routine.
It's only weird when somebody stops breathing.
Absolutely. And so, therefore what happened at that point really took a turn, during that drug-fueled sex session she was having, you know?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that she took it a little bit too far. She said that at one point, you know, he was laying down on his stomach, and then she was, like, on top of him, I guess, and then pulling on the chain.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if, like, at some point there was just, I don't know, like, where things went wrong. I don't know if he flipped or it happened. But she just said that
she said she couldn't stop.
Right. Like at one point she pretty much just said that,
it was just a little too exciting.
Right. Like she, Lordy, it just gets so freaking, it just gets so crazy, y'all. She pretty much was just saying that, like, as she was pulling, she could hear that, you know, he was like choking, but she didn't necessarily mean to kill him. It was just the fact that, I guess, she just couldn't stop, and the blood, he started choking and like was coughing blood. And even at that point, he's coughing blood, and she's still just like, oh, I'm still just going to keep choking you.
Huh. Good times.
Wow.
Okay.
But then that's not even where it gets worse. Like, it gets even worse.
It makes you wonder if he was like on the verge of passing out or something because of the drugs. Because I think
I'm sure that it probably didn't help.
I think if I was having sex with someone and they were choking me to the point of coughing up blood, I would be freaking out. I would punch that bitch in the face. Like,
I mean, I feel like he probably would have been freaking out.
Like, I'm wondering if he was already semi-conscious because of whatever.
Right. No, I'm saying, yeah, he probably. Yeah, I'm saying he probably was already under, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was already having a hard time with everything.
Yeah.
So the fact that that was happening and he couldn't even control like what was going on was probably super scary for him.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. So.
Okay, so let's start there now with our next question. So she's killed this dude.
Well, yeah, so she's killed him.
She's killed him.
And now things go to another level.
Yeah, like, what did she do after she killed him?
Oh, Lordy. So, it really starts to escalate from this point.
Yeah, that was the good part.
That was like, okay. Honestly, okay, let's pause for
I'm
a second.
I'm thankful he was dead.
I was going to say that. I was like, actually, let's pause for a second and really be thankful for Shad.
Yeah.
For this one moment. Because even though he went through a terrible moment of suffering, my dude was also out for the last part, which
it's a good thing.
Was a good thing. Because now that Shad has been deceased, has left his body, has been what they like to call, I forgot.
He got his ticket to Hogwarts.
Yeah. They like to call it unalived. So now that Shad has been unalived, okay, this is where Taylor takes it to the next level. And she now starts, like, playing with his corpse.
Yeah.
And things.
Yep.
And that is in the way it sounds. Sexually, physically, it gets wild.
Yeah. Okay, so how did she get caught? Like, how was this murder discovered?
Okay, so basically at this point, right, she left the premises. The mom was actually awoken by the loud sound of the door in the basement, like, slamming. And I guess she, like, heard the van, like, start up, like, Taylor's van, and then take off. So she thought, like, okay, like, maybe she just was leaving. So she decided, you know, let me go check on, you know, my son, see what he's doing. I guess at this, I don't know if it was, like, early. I think it was, like, the early morning when this happened. So she, like, got up to just see what he was, like, if he was all right or whatever. So she knocked on his door, and she didn't get a response. She decides, like, okay, I'm just going to go down and see. So she goes down. She looks around. She doesn't see anything initially. And then she's like, all right. So she goes to head back up the stairs, and she looks down, like, to her left, like, you know, near the banister, and she sees, like, this bucket. And the bucket is covered with, like, a blanket or something. So she's like, whoa, what is this? So she walks back down, and I'm going to keep those details of what was inside for, you know, the Patreon if you guys are interested. But basically,
let's just say she found her son.
She found him. She found some pieces of him inside this bucket, you all. And she was I'm sure she was livid, flipped out, freaking out, probably like, holy crap, what is going on?
Yeah.
Because I know that she probably didn't expect to find that. I know that I wouldn't have. And so from that point, she
expects to find
your child.
Severed.
Pieces.
A severed offspring in a 5-gallon bucket in the basement.
Oh my God. Like, and it's awful. And then I think that from that point, right? So she goes back upstairs. She's like running. She's like, oh my God. She's calling the police, and they arrive. And when they get down there is definitely more evidence than what she initially saw. I mean, blood everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're like, oh my God, you know, they're looking around and they're seeing, you know, pretty much, I mean, there's still pieces of him, you know, all over the place. And it's bloody. Yeah. It's a mess. And the mom is kind of, you know, like, well, Taylor was the last person who was here. And so they're like, okay, like, let's go and find out. So they go and look at her house, you know, knock, knock, and open the door. And she's just opening the door, and she's covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
Just covered in blood. Just standing there with this clothes all soaked. Yeah. Hadn't even thought to change your clothes.
Yeah.
You just, and what's worse is, like, after they see her, like, come out, they're just looking at her, and she's just having this full-on conversation, just covered in blood, like, what's going on, guys? How can I help you? Like, they're just like, do you know about what happened at this address? And she's just like, no, you know, kind of like, not really. And then they're just kind of like, well, we're going to search you. Because we have probable cause, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Because you're covered in blood.
You spun out and you're covered in blood.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they check her van. And you all, I mean, this is where I feel like maybe the drugs really were in effect at this point. Because it's like she hadn't even tried to do anything, really. I mean, she had thought to the point, she had gotten to the point of, like, cutting up his body and taking pieces of him. But she was so sloppy that she just, in her van, still had, like, a crock pot with, like, his leg and a foot in it.
Yeah.
And she's, like, covered in blood. And it's just like, what were you?
A crock pot?
A crock pot.
Was she planning on cooking him?
I don't think she was planning on cooking him, but I just think that the crock pot was the closest thing she could grab.
She had to pick some more tender pieces.
Right. I think that the closest thing she could grab was the crock pot. So she thought, well, let me just transport him home in this crock pot. You know what I mean? Just so it doesn't look suspicious or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. So she, like,
that's weird.
Oh my God. So they're kind of looking at her like, all right, Mel, we're going to, you know, we're going to just, like, take you in. And this is where I think things kind of get a little bit, just a little muddy, because I don't necessarily feel like she had any good reason at this point, but she also wasn't in her right mind.
Yeah.
So I don't even know, like, is it even fair to be asking her these questions while she's under the influence? I don't think so.
I think the fair boat has sailed, in my opinion. I couldn't give
I'm just saying, I'm saying for like all intents and purposes, like in any situation, right? I don't think anyone should ever be interrogated under any circumstance when they're not in their right mind, whether that's they've just experienced trauma, they're on drugs, they're, you know, undergone something very traumatic, or they just need, or maybe they, you know, don't have any support, don't have a lawyer, and they don't know what they're doing. None of these people should be taken advantage of. However, I do believe that, like, you know, let's say that that wasn't the case in that point, right? Either way, she still had to answer for what she had done.
Yeah.
And many of her answers really didn't have any good actual reason to them. Mm-hmm. Just that she, you know, didn't mean to kill him, but that at the time, you know, as she was choking him, she just couldn't stop. And then from that point, she thought, well, I should get rid of the evidence. But then I guess she got tired and decided to get lazy and just was like stashing pieces of him in places and then just took some pieces and left.
After, after having sex with the corpse.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't pity her. We've already talked about that.
It's enough. It's enough. It is.
Okay. Do you think it was premeditated?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, well, no, because I did read in the story that she used a kitchen knife from the upstairs.
Yeah.
So it's like in that moment after she had strangled him, she's like, oh shit, I need to figure out a plan. She goes up the stairs to grab a knife and then goes back down the stairs to chop up his body. And she grabbed a couple knives, I guess, because she said that the steak knife worked the best because it was serrated.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I don't think it was premeditated, but I definitely feel like there had to be something in that moment where she really went to extremes, like something in her mind, like just snapped because she wasn't in her right mind at all.
Do you think this was her first time killing somebody?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say yes because probably. She was really stupid about it.
Like I said, yeah, probably. I said, you know, she's had some previous crimes, but none of them were like heavy. I don't think any of them were heavy assaults. I think there may have been one that was like something light, but I'm gonna redo my research, and like I said, I'll add more of this info onto the Patreon if you all want to go over there and just give us some support. But I feel like I'm gonna start throwing in more of these murders, and my Patreon might be for the cases that I'm currently researching that you all, if you're interested, you can go over and check them out for a fee. And then we also do some uploads. But yeah, we'll
have some more about this episode in our Patreon probably.
So. Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like, because I was trying to figure out what I wanted to put on the Patreon, and I think that this content is perfect for that.
Yeah.
I want it to be very discreet. So that way we're not, you know, trigger warning everybody every couple of weeks with all of these very heavy details. I just want to be very, you know, sensitive to some people's listening ears may not be as enthused about these conversations. However, our Patreon is definitely a place that we can talk about these without being flagged too. I don't want to be flagged for being too explicit. So for all intents and purposes there, back to the case.
Yeah. Where's the case at?
Well, currently.
Or the potential prosecution, or have they even reached that point?
Well, I don't know. I know that currently, you know, when she was arrested, she didn't really seem like she was like fighting anything, but
yeah.
She also just, you know, didn't have any good excuse for why she had done any of this. And yeah. I think that her previous record, you know, shows that clearly she wasn't necessarily like a stranger to breaking the law.
Yeah.
But I don't think that that necessarily makes her a murderer. However, I don't know how this changed.
But for she this is part- a murderer.
Well, now she is. But I'm saying I don't know how that changed from her previous experiences to now. And, you know, the question is, was this drug related? Or do you think that it had anything to do with just what she wanted to do? Was it just something that she, in that moment, it's not necessarily planned, but she definitely had it in her to just.
I'd say she probably had it in her because
I know she said
she couldn't stop.
Well, I know she said that they had played like that before, but it's like you've never taken it to that level. What was the change? Why is she doing then?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it could have been that maybe like she was so enhanced on.
she had that little seed in her, and
it was already planted was, for yeah. sure. Yeah.
And in the state of Wisconsin, the maximum punishment for any crime is life imprisonment. Wow. Life imprisonment. Like, they did away with capital punishment in 1853. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin was one of the first states to do away with the death penalty. Mm-hmm. The last person to be charged with death in the state of Wisconsin was a man named John McCaffrey, who was hanged August 21st, 1851 in Kenosha County for drowning his wife in a backyard cistern.
Oh, wow.
And that was the last person that was executed by the state in the state of Wisconsin. And just a few years later, or the next year, no, 2 years later, mm-hmm. they did away with capital punishment. So that's
really cool. Like that there is something happening over time, but we definitely need more, you know? Like, we can see over time that people have different standards for what we want in our systems.
Yeah.
But we are still seeing, right, it's pulling it out of us, right? This is pulling into the forefront that there are a lot of systemic issues that are still here in America that we have yet to change.
Yeah.
And that makes for a good, I say it's cool because it makes for a good forefront, a good stance. It's like knowing that there's things out here that we still need to change.
Think about things that we're doing.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We need more change around here that makes your mind tick, tick, tick. How can we make things better?
Yeah.
Because our systems are crap. And a lot of these people in these systems deserve a lot more and a lot less.
I thought you were going a different direction with that. And saying that we shouldn't be executing people, but
no,
no, I'm with you there. Like, yeah, yeah.
It's not great.
If you're going to put them in prison for life and they brutally murdered people, I say you ought to just put a bullet in their head, like, to be completely honest. That's my brutal, insensitive opinion, but I am 100% pro capital punishment because some humans are just dogs and need to be put down.
Yeah, but no, you're right. I mean, it's because what's another thing that I saw in the research that I found, though, kind of coming back to this actually, was that, you know what, that's kind of slipped my mind, but she did have a fascination with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
It was actually reported he was also a Wisconsin resident as well, of Milwaukee.
Cheese eating corpse fuckers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, she's from Green Bay though. Yeah. They're calling her the Green Bay hottie.
Oh God.
I know.
Well, she started out with a stupid-ass last name.
Oh, yikes. I know.
Ended it with murdering a crackhead.
It's not good. It's not great. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not very sensitive to idiots.
I know.
But, yeah, that's probably going to wrap up this week's episode.
Yeah, we just want to keep it kind of, like, brief on these very heavy topics. We don't want to get too graphic
into
here.
Into the dirty, dark, morbid details. But you can go to our Patreon, and you can find our Patreon through both of our social media accounts, which you can find at Heathen in the Hedge Podcast on both Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Go into our link tree that you can find on both of those sites. Go to the Patreon and we will have some more disgusting details on what little Taylor did to little Shad.
Oh, no.
And, yeah.
And we thank you all so much for joining us today. I hope that you all enjoyed this Freaky Friday. Yeah. It definitely isn't something to be enjoyed, I guess, but more so intrigued. I hope you were intrigued by it and it made you
think. You sick as know you enjoy it.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't enjoy murder, but I'm saying it just makes my, like, I literally, there's something about the thrill of, like, the fact that people can really do this and I can't. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the, how do you do this, you know?
There's some sort of monster in everyone.
Oh, it's crazy. But thank you all for joining us.
Yeah.
This has been Heathen in the Hedge. I am Shay.
And my name's Merlin.
And we will catch you all on the next one. Blessed be y'all.
Love you guys.
Peace.